He says, evam paramprasatam imam rajar sayogi. So why he selected Arjuna? You are a military man. You are not a Vedantist. A military man is not supposed to become a Vedantist, very great sannyasi. No. Because the so-called Vedantists, they cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible. It is a mystery. Krishna in other place, he says, Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabhita. I cannot be exposed to anyone. Yogamaya samabhita. Therefore, those are fools, rascals. They consider Krishna as fictitious, Krishna as a human being, Krishna as a historical person. There is no Krishna, it is an imaginary writing. Because these rascals, they cannot understand. Unless one is a bona fide devote and intimately related with Krishna, one cannot understand. That is his purpose of this verse. One must become a devotee, first of all. Because we find in the 18th chapter, Vatyama Vijanati, Jalanyasam Tattva. Tattva, in reality, what Krishna is, that can be understood through devotion and service. This is what we are preaching all over the world, devotion and service. The Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasam, Satyam Atmanivedanam. Iti Bhumshadita Vishnu, Bhakti Sri Navalakhana, Kalmanne Ahita Muttamam. This is the statement of Prahladma. These are the bhakti process. If one wants to become bhakta, then he must begin with sarvanam. Just like you have kindly come here to hear about Krishna. This is the beginning of bhakti. Unless you hear about the Supreme Person, this is Vedic process, Shruti. Shruti, Veda is known as Shruti. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Panchanastri ki vidhin vina, oi kaam si ki harer bhakti, utpataya makalpata. If one does not follow the principle, Vedic principle, Smriti, the Vedic corollaries, Smriti means literature which is written according to Vedic principles. That is called Smriti. And Shruti means the Vedas. Bhakta Sruta Grihitaya. Sruta Grihitaya. Sruta Grihitaya, there are too many. By hearing or through the Vedic literature. Through the Vedic literature, only bhakti is. There are three kinds of departmental study in the Vedas. First thing is sambandha. Sambandha means, what is my relationship with God? This is stated there. In the Vedanta, it says, janmadrasyajata. The absolute truth is that from whom everything is generated. So everything amongst everything, I am also. You are also. So you are also coming from there. Supreme Absolute Truth. Krishna says, Mamaivamsa Jiva Bhuta. All these living entities, Sarvajoni Shukaunteya, in every species, any form of life. Sammavanti Mukta, as many forms are there. Not only human beings, the animals. The trees, the birds, the aquatics, the insects, everyone, all living entities. Krishna says, sarvajonishu kaunteya sambhavanti mutaya. In any species of life, as many forms are there. Aham vidya putapita, I am there. original path. These are for the seed-giving path. So a father places his seeds within the womb of the mother. Similarly, the material nature is the mother and Krishna is the father. Krishna impregnates the material nature and we come out in different forms. Shiloja, Udhija, and Jarayuja, and Andaja. Shiloja means by perspiration, through perspiration, that is like bed bugs. Bed bugs, because if you keep your bed nasty, do not keep it very clean, then by the perspiration, there is generation of these bed bugs. They are called Shiloja, by perspiration. And Andaja, through the eggs, they say the bugs, the living entities come through the eggs. That is called Annaja. Sridaja, Annaja, Jarayuja, embryo. They say we are coming from the embryo, Annaja, Jarayuja, and Udhija, coming from the seeds, the trees, plants. So within this whole group, all different living entities are coming. So, by gradual evolution, we are coming to the human form of life. So in the human form of life, here there is a prerogative, there is a chance to know what is God and what is my relationship with. That is called sammandabhya. Sammandha avideya. Then, execution of the duty. Just like sambandha, we can understand. The unmarried girl and unmarried boy. There is first of all sambandha. The father, mother makes the relations. Then there is function between husband and wife. That is called obhidhya. And why? Because there is a necessity. What is that? To get children. Sambandha, obhidhya, prayer. Prayer. Every sambandha, every relationship is made, every action is done with the aim, the goal, the prayer. So, basic literature means sambandha, avidya and prayer. That is to be studied in the human form of life. Vedaishya sarve, aham eva vedam. To study, Vedas means to understand what is my relation, what is Krishna, what I am, and what is my relationship, and how to act in that relationship, and what is the aim of life. The aim of life is to go back to home, back to God. That is the aim of life. We are fallen in this material condition of life. You are suffering, but you do not know. You are so poor. Just like animals. We do not know what is the aim of life. Aim of life, that is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma mitru jarabhyaji dukkha dushana darsanam. When we can understand that this process of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease, this is not wanted by me. Nobody wants to die, but the death is whole suffering. He does not think that this is my problem. I do not want to die, but death is as sure as anything. So this is the problem. Nobody is careful how to solve this problem. They simply engage in the, temporary problems. The temporary problems are not problems. Real problem is how to stop death, how to stop birth, how to stop old age, and how to stop disease. That is it. That can be done when you are liberated from this material birth. This is our problem. So, Krishna comes here again. Yadadadahi dharmastak glani bhavati bharata. Dharmastak glani. Glani means when it is destroyed, the people are manufacturing in the name of so-called religion. This is our religion, this is Hindu religion, this is Muslim religion, this is Christian religion, this is Buddha religion, and this is Sikh religion, that religion, that religion. They manufacture so many religions. So many. But real religion is Dharmantu Shakshad Bhagavat Pranita. Religion means the codes and the laws given by the law, given by God. That is it. Simple definition of religion is Dharmantu Shakshad Bhagavat Pranita. It's like law is given by the state, by the government. You cannot manufacture law. Have you been to say? Law is made by the government. Similarly, religion is made by God. If you accept God's religion, then that is religion. And what is God's religion?
If you stand, you can stand here, other people say.
God's religion is, you'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Paritrajya Mami Kam Saranam Paritrajya. This is God's religion. You who give up all this nonsense religion. You become a devotee, a surrendered soul unto me. That is it. One who does not know what is God, one who does not know how to surrender to Him, he is not religious. Any religion without the conception of God, without knowledge of God, without knowing the surrendering process, that is called describing the Srimad Bhagavatam as cheating religion. Dharma prajita koitava atra. The so-called religious system, which is cheating on you, that kind of religion is completely thrown away, kicked out. Because religion means to give up your dormant love for God, or to execute the laws of God. That's the laws of God is the Sri Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Paritrajya Mami Kam Saranam. And how to achieve that? That also Krishna says, Manmana Bhagavan Bhakta Madhya Jivana Namaskaru. Four principles. Only. Always think of me. Hare Krishna. If you chant Hare Krishna, then you remember in Krishna. Manmana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is the religion. At least of this age. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama in Bhakrivana. Kalo, Nasriva, 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 Gati, Radnatha. There is no other way. It's hard. There are any scripture you will find. Sabdhyadana Vritti in the Vedanta Sutra. Sabdha, simply by chanting, vibrating, you become liberated. In Srimad Bhagavan, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Samma Parambhati Kalo Dosa Nidhi Rajan Asti Jeeva Mahanagun. Sukadeva Goswami says, Maharaj, what is this age of Kali is full of faulty things. It is a ocean of faulty things. But there is one profit, benefit. What is that? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Samma Parambhati. If you chant the holy name of Krishna, then you become liberated and you are promoted to the spiritual. Param Rajat, I want. That is our aim. The human form of life is meant for finishing all these problems, Janma Mittu Jaratvadi, and go back to home, back to God. But people do not know, they are not educated. What is God? What is God's place? Where to go back? What is my position? What is my reason? Nothing of these things are educated or given lessons in any university, anywhere. But it is there, the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is personally giving him instruction. Krishna is giving instruction to Arjuna. Arjuna does not mean that Arjuna is to take that lesson. Every one of us. And it is very old. Therefore Krishna says, don't manufacture new type of religion. What will do that? It is simply a waste of time. You cannot manufacture anything. But they are after modernized religion. But it is nonsense, modernized religion. You are living entity, you are part and parcel of God, it is old religions. Purana, it is said Purana. Purana means very old. Najayate nabriya pilva kadasi nitta sasatayam Purana. We have to accept that Purana. We are Purana, eternal. No hannate annamane sajide. We are not destroyed simply by destruction of this body. We remain. We accept another body. Tathadehantaraprati dhirasthatanamaya. This is Bhagavad Gita. Nobody wants to know this. They manufacture their own commentary. That way you learn, never understand. You understand as Krishna says. Saiva Mayam Puratana. The same thing. What is that saying? That I am God, I am Krishna. You are my part and parcel. This is eternal relationship. It cannot be broken. But you have forgotten. You have forgotten your relationship with Krishna. You have made your relationship with your family, so-called country, so-called society, and so on. This is all temporary. Suppose I am Indian today, you are American today. And is there a guarantee after your death, you will become American or I will become Indian? Or I will take my birth in the same family? No. According to my karma, I may become cats and dogs, you may become demigods, you may become something else. The Dehantara Prabhu, you will have to accept another body. And there are 8,400,000 species of forms of body. Any of them you have to accept. You are wasting your time as the family member or as a national or this or that. But there is no guarantee that next life will be same countryman or same family. No, there is no such thing. Dehantara Prabhu. You will have to accept one body, and that body means any out of this, according to my karma. Karmanādvayvanatrena janto deha upapatti. So, these are the instructions of the śāstra. This is very scientific and very important thing. But unfortunately, you are not taking care of these things. You are very busy with the temporary problems. Temporary problems are not problems. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Agama paina anitya dan titikhasya bharat. Matra sparsha astukunti ha sitasna sukhadukhada. Your temporary problems, so-called happiness and distress, these are agama paina. They come and go. That is not very important. Just like the seasonal changes. The winter season comes and it will go there. For the time being, you may feel very cold. But it will go. Similarly, summer season also. It comes and goes. Any seasonal changes. We should not be disturbed with the seasonal changes of happiness and distress. We should be very serious about the problems of life. Janma mitra jarabhati. That is spiritual advancement. Unless we come to the serious point, unless you have become very intelligent, that I do not want to die. Why death is there? This is intelligence. You may solve your temporary problem, but you cannot, by your so-called materialistic activities, the problem of death. Nobody wants to die. Mrityu sarva harasya hum. Death will come. But if people have become so much unintelligent, they do not take up seriously real problems. That's like animals. The animal is being taken to the slaughterhouse. One animal enters to the slaughterhouse store, livestock store. They all the animals enter. He does not know that this, I have to stay here for being killed. He does not know. This is animal. Similarly, If you do not take this problem seriously, you are no better than anyone. I have asked, you may be advanced for this bodily comfort. You are anyone. Deshantu buddhi kunapesi dhatute. Kunapesi dhatute. These bags are three elements. Papabhittabhali. If I think that I am this body, and the comfort of this body is my happiness, so I will go for it. You are no better than anyone. This is animal conception of it. You must know that I am not this world. I am spiritual. Circumstantially I have been put into this body. And again I will be put into another body. So what is the solution of this problem? That is Bhagavad Gita. That is Bhagavad Gita. If you understand fully what is Bhagavad Gita, what is the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, then these questions, these answers are there in fact. Therefore, Krishna is saying, this is old. It is not new type of belief. It is the oldest. Bhagavad Bhakti. Bhagavan is there, and the living entities are there, their relationship is there. Now, by forgetting God, forgetting Krishna, you are busy with the temporary problem, but you are forgetting the real problem. Therefore, Krishna says, one has to become bhakta. The bhakta means Bhagavan, if there is Bhagavan, then there is bhakta and there is bhakti. But these people are denying the existence of Bhagavan. There is no God. So how he can become bhakta? Or how there will be execution of bhakti? Bhakta, Bhagavan, bhakti. The same thing. Bhakta, he is in relationship with Bhagavan, and the transaction between Bhagavan and Bhakta is called Bhakti. Bhakti is Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Anna Vilasita Sunnam Jnana Karmadana Abritam Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Yuttama. This is the definition given by Rupa Krishna. Similarly, in Narada Pancharatra, the bhakti is defined. Sarvapadhi vinirmaktam tatparasena nirmanam vishikena vishikesa sevanam bhakti rityate. These are the definition of bhakti. Bhakti, without bhakti nobody can become bhakta. Bhakta means one is executing bhakti. That is bhakta. And the beneficiary. The beneficiary is the Bhagavan. So those who are engaged in this process of bhakti, Savanam Kirtana, Vishnu means Bhagavan. Krishna. So Savanam Kirtana, you have to hear about Krishna. That is Savanam. And Kirtana, one has to chant. This is also Kirtana. I am speaking to you. This is also Kirtana. And you are hearing. This is bhakti. Savanam Kirtana. About Krishna. The chanting, dancing about Krishna. This is bhakti. Savanam Kirtana. Vishnu. Smaranam. And remembering about Krishna. Manvana Bhagavad Bhakti. If you engage your mind. Savai mana Krishna pada Aravinda. We have to fix up our mind always to the lotus feet of Krishna. So if you do not accept this action, this temple worship, how you can become always engaged in the lotus feet of Krishna? These are the process. These are not sentiments. These are the scientific process. If you want, your business is to become bhakta, that is for patience. And because Arjuna was bhakta, therefore Krishna is speaking to you. So if you become, it is not monopolized by Arjuna, if you also become bhakta, Krishna will speak to you. Now you say, where is God? Where is God? Here is God. God is speaking. Why don't you see God? God is speaking in fire. In the seventh chapter, if you cannot see God, if you cannot see Krishna in the temple, if you cannot see Krishna within Bhagavad Gita, Then Krishna says, Rasoham Apsukam Tiyo. Prabhas means substitute. You see while you drink water, or anything you drink, you can see Krishna there. Rasa. That taste is Krishna. So there is no difficulty to see God. The last day they said, where is God? Here is God. You are drinking water. Why don't you see? Give me water. So, Krishna Dhani says, always, provided you want to see God. But you don't want to see God. That is a difficulty. Otherwise, you can see Sadaiva. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Santa Sadaiva Vidaya Sudilopayanti. Santa, if you are Santa, Santa means saintly person. If you become saintly person, but if you remain rogues, thieves, then cats and dogs, then how you can see them? You have to become a Santa. Premanyana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Vidayesu Vilopayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achinta Punasarupam Govindamadi Purusham Damang. So you have to become Santa. If you remain always addicted to sinful activities, how you can see God? That is not possible. You have to give up this lust and sinful activities. What are the sinful activities? It is the sex, meat eating, intoxication and dance. That's all. You have to give up this. Jeshavantagatam papam jananam pundakarmana te dandamaha ninmutta. If you become leader, so-called leader, rascal leader, and you are addicted to illicit sex and intoxication and meat eating, you must be sinful. You are sinful, right and big person. Annadakandhirupuniyaman. Blind man is leading others. Therefore, there is no solution. Why the world is in chaos? Because the leaders are all sinful. These are the sinful definition. Sriyasuna panaduto japrapava sutun. So, God's thing is not very difficult. Provided you are purified, you are pure. So this Krishna consciousness movement is a purificatory process. Purificatory process. The first condition, we do not accept any rascal who is addicted to this four principles. We do not make cheap desires. Our condition is, first of all, we must give up these things. Illicit sex and meat eating and intoxication up to the drinking of tea and cigarette. You have to give up and gamble. So these nice boys, they are given up. They are addicted to all these habits in their previous life. But they are given up. Therefore they are making progress. Santa. They have become Santa, saintly person. So, Krishna is Param Pavitra. Arjuna when addressed Krishna after reading Bhagavad Gita, apparently, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitam Paramam Bhavan. You understood? Pavitam Paramam Bhavan. You are the most pure. You cannot approach the most pure if you are impure. You must be pure. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is a purificatory process. The more you chant Hare Krishna, you become purified. Cheta Dattana Majanam Bhava Mahadavagya Vibhava Sriyakpari Lavasandrita Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jeevanam Ananda Amrudivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Asvadanam Sarvatma Sapanam Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So, take to this Krishna, Hare Krishna movement. It is very easy. Even a child can take part. You see? Those children, they're not born of Brahmin family or this family or that family. Never mind. Because they're taking part in chanting and dancing, they're becoming purified. Every step of their dancing being noted. Abhyata Sukriti. Tadubhina Bhajantima. So it is a chance. We are opening these centers to give chance how to become purified. How to understand Krishna, then life is successful. Thank you very much.